Lucile Patterson became Dutchess County executive in 1978 through a special election, after having served on the county legislature since 1973. The first woman Democratic county executive in the United States, Patterson was re-elected for the next two terms, retiring in 1991. Mark Molinaro, a Republican, is the current Dutchess County executive.
In response to what was a really horrible corruption scheme that brought down the seated county executive, Lucile restored dignity, integrity, and decency to an office and to a county that was desperately seeking it. She also had to govern Dutchess County during a difficult period. She led the county through what was at the time the Tawana Brawley case.
That case erupted in 1987 when Tawana Brawley, an African-American teen from Wappingers Falls in Dutchess County, made national headlines for making false rape accusations against six white men, some of whom were police officers. Mary Ellen O'Dell is Putnam County executive. A Republican, she is the first woman to hold the office in Putnam, which neighbors Dutchess. She says it is hard to believe that her route to the county executive seat was a similar one to Patterson's.
I mean, how many times can you say that that's going to have the same story? The first woman county executive comes in to fill an unexpired term due to a corruption scandal.
O'Dell took office in November 2011 after former state senator Vincent Libel resigned before taking office following an investigation that led to his conviction on federal corruption charges. O'Dell did not know Patterson but wishes she did.
I would have loved to have been able to talk to her about the challenges, you know, how many years later, 35 years later, the challenges I think that she faced that I still do face. When it comes to, you know, this is still very much a male-dominated business.
Again, here's Molinaro.
But young women who don't believe they can make a difference, she proved that in the 1970s and 1980s, you could do that. And if she could accomplish that then, any young woman can accomplish that today. And people like me ought to be encouraging and inspiring that among all of her young people, and Lucile, I think, should stand out for her service as a woman in what had historically been a man's world, and thank God she broke through that barrier.
Fran Knapp is Dutchess County's Democratic Elections Commissioner.
What really impressed me so much about Lucile was that she was just such a role model for other women entering politics. And at the time, there was a group of women who belonged to the League of Women Voters. And it was mostly Democrats, but they also had some Republican women as well. And it was just such a group of women that shared families and raised young children, but wanted to become politically active in their community. And Lucile really was a leader in that group.
Putnam County's O'Dell has a few questions she would like to have asked Patterson.
Well, I would have asked her how she found, you know, at times, in those quiet moments, how she found her inner strength, you know, when people were judging her and people were trying to intimidate her and taking the fact that she was a woman for granted, you know.
And here's the second one.
What she felt the biggest price was that she paid for her service to her, you know, her constituents. If she felt at all that the reward, outdrove the price that she probably paid for, you know, her personal sacrifices.
Both Knapp and Molinaro say Patterson excelled at reaching across the aisle and building relationships, which served her extremely well in a Republican-dominated arena. And Molinaro agrees that she's a role model.
So Lucile Patterson was the right person at the right time to help us weather a storm. But she also was a very capable, very talented steward of county government. Today, she is an example of what public service ought to look like. She tried her best. She did her best. She was honest about her work. And regardless of political affiliation, is really an example and I hope an inspiration to others, especially young women.
Patterson was awarded the Eleanor Roosevelt Valkill Medal in 1994 for her advocacy for children. Patterson was 77. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.